Hi team, and welcome back to The Mosaic. This is the podcast where we put the pieces of life and business together, one intentional step at a time, to create something truly masterful. Okay, well, I am coming to you fresh from a plane ride to Las Vegas. Yes, this is a place full of distractions, but somehow it gave me clarity this time. So picture this. I am in my seat, headphones in, scrolling through my saved podcast episodes. Yes, I do that. These are the ones I love so much that I save them so that I can re-listen to them like an audio journal, you know? So I press play on a short one from Hal Elrod. So if you don't know Hal, look him up. He's been a virtual mentor of mine for years. Through the Miracle Morning book, the show, the movie, the podcast, you name it. So this episode that I clicked on the plane was called Achieve All Your Goals by Focusing on One. And I was like, you know what? That sounds interesting. I want to re-listen to this. Is that really possible? Now, you know, this is the big idea, and it is a bit counterintuitive at first, right? Hal said that in the background and in the story of the episode, he goes into the year that he chose just one goal to fully commit to it. And what happened is he actually made massive progress on all of his goals because he focused on just one. So why does that happen? Because by doing all of it, all in on one thing, like going all in on one goal, what he's saying that he became the person who could achieve everything else more easily. So, and then in the episode, he's talking about a three-step formula, which makes sense, right? So, and the way he breaks it down is that it is, you know, and it is super simple, and it is, but simple. Sometimes simple things are the most powerful. So I don't want you to miss this powerful message, please. Okay? So the first step is really pick one goal, not two, not five, not 13, just one. Now, you can have 13 goals this year, that's fine. You have to pick one to achieve. And I know how hard that is for people like you and I, okay? We are the people like, we are multi-passionate people. We are overachievers. We are driven. But that's exactly why this step matters. Like, please don't miss this step. Like, pick one, please. And then step two is all about learning everything you can about that one goal, that one thing, and literally become so obsessed with mastery of achieving that one goal, learning more about it, reading, studying, surrounding yourself with around the people who are already ahead of you, right? In that specific goal, how can you be around those people? Learn everything from those people. Okay, so the step number three, that's number two, okay? And then step number three is scheduling some implementation time. Not when it is convenient for you, not when it's like you feel like it. I want you to schedule time like it is a non-negotiable. Like it's your job. Because guess what? Creating your dream life is your job. So, now, by the way, this concept isn't new. I mean, I've read so many books about this concept. Look at it on Amazon, Kindle, audiobooks, right? Audible. Look at essentialism, the one thing. Chalene Johnson calls this the push goal, right? And you know, if you push, if you identify that push goal, everything else comes in like a domino, right? But this is not about even that, right? You don't have to make it so strategic that this goal is like this, oh, you know, is this the goal that will make everything else possible? No, it doesn't have to be that much. Just pick one, okay? But, you know, there are so many messages around this concept, so many resources around this concept. But sometimes, you know, hearing it again, and sometimes in a moment when you are, I don't know, 30,000 feet in the air, like me, right? Again and again, it clicks, right? So what I'm doing is I'm going to declare this right here with you, okay? I am going to choose one goal this year to put my level 10 effort into. And for me, it is going to be one thing that maybe I have been avoiding the longest, right? The one maybe that's making you uncomfortable for a while. The one that would make maybe every other goal possible or easier or enjoyable. It doesn't even matter if it does or doesn't. You don't have to overthink that one goal, right? That's, pick one that maybe you've been avoiding for a while that will maybe is going to grow you the most. So I will do that, but how about you? What if you stopped spinning like 12 plates in the air and instead just went all in on one? What if, you know, you chose that one thing and you became the version of you who could actually complete a goal, right? And if you haven't heard about Craig Ballantyne, look him up. He has a lot of great resources, podcast, YouTube channel. But he has a saying, put your level 10 effort into your level 1 problem. And I'll do the same. So be the version of you who is so focused that you make clarity like contagious, right? So people will say, oh, wow. Okay, you know, he or she got that. So here are today's affirmations. You are focused and clear. You are capable of mastery. You don't have to do everything. You only have to do the right thing right now. Your goals are possible, starting with the one you choose today. So your action steps from this episode is pick your one goal, not two. If this, then that. I don't want you to do that. Please pick just one goal. Doesn't matter. Doesn't even matter if this one goal is going to make everything else possible. It doesn't matter. Because when you accomplish that goal, it will make you be the person who can complete a goal, achieve a goal. Right? So just pick one. And then step number 2, I want you to list three ways, three resources that you can learn more about this goal this week. Is there a book? Purchase it. Is there a mentor that you can be close to? Is there a podcast? Just get obsessed around this goal. Just list three resources and keep consistently learning about how to achieve this goal. And you have to block out, that's step number three, block out time to implement. Put it on your calendar right now. Treat it like a job that you love. Okay, so call to action, right? If this episode stirred something in you, and I hope it did, right? And if you're ready to finally stop like juggling everything and making real and really powerful progress, I want to hear from you. Please like message me on Instagram. I'm Arzu Ghazni everywhere. Tell me about your one goal. It can be private message. It doesn't have to be a comment that so everyone can see it. Better yet, I mean, go to arzughazni.com. You know, take a look at other episodes that I have, download the workbook that I have, and please leave a review, subscribe to my podcast, and share it with someone who needs this message today. So I want you to be bold. I want you to be clear. And I want you to be focused, okay? I love you. I believe in you. Please remember, you don't need 10 goals. You just need one. I'm all out. See you next time.